Welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents.
With Luke and Brian.
I'm Brian, that's Luke. I totally came in with like the drums, and I hit it right on the beat, but then the fake drums I was playing did nothing close to what the drums actually did. I was really horribly playing air drums just in the background here. If you want to comment on my air drumming, that you definitely can see over the radio, 844-967-2789.
Ah, but you can watch it on Facebook Live.
Yes, right, that's the funny part. I was watching myself on Facebook Live and realized what an ass I look like, but not in a embarrassed way, but in a, that's funny. I'm sure the people would be enjoying watching me be an idiot.
I'm going to laugh this entire segment about it.
I would hope so, because you're going to need to go and laugh a little bit for what we're going to get into. By the way, if you have something to say, 844-967-2789, you can call or text. But yeah, so we've been talking about mercenaries, and that's what, you know, Rebecca Clayfish is calling on us to hire mercenaries. And so she said they get the sweet volunteers to do it. The Dems do, but then they have to hire mercenaries. Are they saying that we have mercenaries, or that they're going to, like, how much are they going to pay these mercenaries? Because
I think she was referring to Democratic staffers. So Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party, who has, I believe, been chair for just over 2 years now.
A couple years now.
And he's been very much an advocate for putting a ground game in place. And so I think that's what Clayfish was referencing, the fact that Ben Wickler and the state Democratic Party has really put into having local organizers be paid to be there, but be around-the-clock organizing in communities all over the state. Mm-hmm. And Clayfish is saying, well, we need that too, because, you know, some of those AstroTurf big media buys a couple weeks before the election, that doesn't do the 7 phone calls. That doesn't have a presence in the community in 2021, an off year in between a presidential and a gubernatorial election. And so I think she just thought that she was getting outworked, and so she referred to the Democratic staffers as mercenaries. And she wants some mercenaries, too.
Do you want to, one, test their vetting capabilities, and you and I maybe apply to be their mercenaries if they're hiring, and just part-time, and then maybe, like, work to subvert what they're doing from in between, or anything? Any of our listeners might want to do that if they're possibly out of work and looking for a job, possibly an idea. Just a throwing out there, maybe a ballot hire. I'm not saying it. By the way, stop recording. I'm sorry. We should all say that right now. Stop recording so that I can say this crazy strategy idea that's
Brian, you said it probably into the microphone again.
It's probably illegal to do that.
Jeez.
I wouldn't recommend it. But if you did, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, that'd be just fine, right?
Yeah. Well,
so she said this at like a party and or a Door County Republican function type of thing.
Yeah.
But lest you think that she doesn't really care about mercenaries or people who think that they are mercenaries, she's shown in her past that she's willing to go to other functions.
Yeah.
Celebrating mercenaries, like the, you know, Moms for Kyle Rittenhouse
in Waukesha
Day, yeah, where moms showed up to go and show support for a woman who said, hey, that's my kid. I think it's great that he's crossing the border to go and defend land that he has no part in whatsoever, to go and get a gun that is illegal for him to obtain. So therefore breaking a bunch of, you know, cross state laws, and then
seven charges against
including murder. That's good, because he ended up shooting someone because he went there to go shoot someone.
He shot 3 people, killed 2 of them, and mortally injured the third.
Great job. Yeah. Great job. That's a good mom. And that's the type of person that Rebecca Clayfish thinks it has a great mom and needs to be, you know, that person needs to be supported, and good for her.
She got a standing ovation at that event.
Standing ovation. I wonder if Rebecca Clayfish stood. We'll have to find out. But the important thing is there's some developments here in the Rittenhouse case. I'm going to take my sources, The Hill.
Okay.
Crank.
I got it from Al Jazeera, but I also got an article from the Journal Sentinel. But
let's go with Al Jazeera.
All right.
You got Al Jazeera?
I don't have Al Jazeera.
Great, I'll go with The Hill.
Okay, you go with The Hill.
Great, I like outside reporting. A judge ruled Monday that lawyers for Kyle Rittenhouse could refer to the men he is charged with shooting as rioters and looters, but that prosecutors were not allowed to call them victims. Now, the victims thing, that's pretty common, because you don't want to prejudge the, like, again, this is separate from the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, obviously. Not a good thing, and I'm not excited for that. But in general, you don't really want to refer to anyone in court as victims because you're trying to decide whether they are or not. You don't want to already label them as victims. I can understand that. But lawyers for Kyle Rittenhouse could refer to the men he is charged with shooting as rioters and looters. Circuit Judge Bruce Schrader warned Rittenhouse's defense against using the terms in opening statements, but said they could be used to describe the men in closing arguments if there was evidence to suggest they were engaging in criminal activity. Here's a quote from Circuit Judge Bruce Schrader. He can demonize them if he wants, if he thinks he will win points with the jury, Schrader said, according to the Tribune, Chicago Tribune. Schrader had earlier ruled the men could not be referred to as victims because doing so would be prejudicial to Rittenhouse. That's something that I would support in almost any trial. I get that. Mm-hmm. That's common. The Tribune noted that these sorts of rulings are not uncommon in self-defense cases.
Right.
The word victim is a loaded word, the judge said. Prosecutors were frustrated by Schrader's decision, arguing that he was creating a double standard by allowing Rittenhouse's attorneys to disparage the men he allegedly killed while not allowing them to be defended.
Right. So the two individuals that were shot and killed, mm-hmm. and the one individual that was shot, cannot be referred to as victims, but can be referred to as arsonists,
yes.
looters, and rioters.
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but how would one determine if you were an arsonist, looter, or rioter?
Usually, the legal term is when you've been charged and or found guilty of said things.
Right. So two of these individuals are dead.
So they never got to have a trial?
And there was no trial, but they can.
Would you say vigilante justice, perhaps, maybe, at the very best, maybe it happened?
At the very best. And that is what's frustrating to me in this
story. But
then
they have to prove that Rittenhouse saw them with the arson, with the arson and the looting, and then acted.
Yeah.
All in defense of property
that is not his, in a state that he does not reside, with a gun that he was not legally allowed to be carrying, and a curfew that he was breaking being there, and National Guard and Kenosha police officers were in video saying, "We're glad that you're out here."
Leave it up to a white male with a gun to think that he's going to do something that the frickin' National Guard and the Kenosha police can't. This is the kind of person this is who makes this decision, and there's a bunch of people who are like, "Yeah, that's a good guy."
Yeah.
And one of them is Rebecca Clayfish.
One of
or at least that's a great mom.
Yeah. One of them's running for governor. And that's this story is the trial starts next week, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And this story is going to take up a lot of the news space these next couple weeks as this trial begins and continues. And it's just, it's crazy. This double standard that we're seeing from this judge down in Kenosha. And again, it's just a lot of a frustrating
again,
double standard.
I get the not use of the word victim.
Right.
Totally get it. And the judge is saying you gotta if you're gonna use those terms against this person, you gotta prove that. And I'm not sure that they're going to, but we'll have to see. What do you think? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let's go to PT and MKE. How you doing, man?
Good. Yourself?
Full of magic and wonder as always.
Rebecca Clayfish, she tells the audience not to record, and someone obviously recorded, or a reporter was there, or I don't know, you know, how was it leaked?
Well, if the Journal Sentinel is using quotation marks for the audio they've obtained, I'm assuming it's pretty darn clear as well.
Right. So is she that naive to think that someone wouldn't be there recording it or whatever? And I mean, does she realize how inflammatory her statement was, or is she just trying to gin up people by using the word mercenary?
Well, there's a couple different things there, Paul, because we've been talking about it for most of the show here. So she's getting.
Yeah, I came in late.
No,
yeah,
that's my point is that we're still talking about it, you know, three quarters of the way into the show and still referencing Rebecca Clayfish. And I've said her name several times, and that's still press for her. It's the Donald Trump way. And on top of that,
right.
Don't forget, Donald Trump said he doesn't want Rebecca Clayfish. He wants dumbass Duffy, who is sitting there going, huh? What?
I live in New Jersey now.
Probably had no thoughts of even becoming the governor, but now because the orange crazy person said so, then, you know, he's going to think about it now. And Rebecca Clayfish is like, I can be crazy too. Let me show you how much I support Kyle Rittenhouse.
Well, I'll make that judgment when she does a dance in her condo in her pajamas, I guess, you know, like Duffy did, right?
Huh? Yeah, yeah, he's definitely a human being with arms and legs.
Yeah,
he's got a face and ears.
Just a quick question: who's in charge of your app, your Devil's Radio app?
Devil Radio app?
Yeah, we got a third party, but I handle a lot of that stuff. PT, what's up?
Thank you for calling the technical hotline. Yeah. How can we help you?
So, a quick question. You know, works fine by itself. You just tap it and you play, and if you want to stream it to your speakers, that's fine. But if you put it into Apple CarPlay, it doesn't work. So, you know, have you ever worked with Apple or CarPlay with a Apple iPhone?
I have not, PT, but I will put it on the top of the list for us to handle, because I believe that is on our developers list. So I will make sure we bump it.
It never worked.
All right.
It never worked.
All right.
And,
cool.
So
thank you. We will note it, and we'll take it on. Your technical calls and political calls as well at 844-967-2789. We're in a silly situation here. I do have a palate cleanser on the way, folks. It's going to be pretty darn awesome. I'm gonna have fun with this palate cleanser because I just read a book about it. But Kyle Rittenhouse. This is the kind of person that the right is like, we need more of this kind of kid. The person who thinks, you know what? Going and killing someone's probably going to be the answer here. Like, and then thinking that I have no place, no jurisdiction, actual law enforcement decide jurisdiction when they are going to go and, you know, the National Guard doesn't just show up without any permission or anything. They have to have, you know, be ordered in jurisdiction and that type of thing. People, professionals and things like that. What kind of an a-hole just decides, you know what? I belong there. I think I'm going to help.
I mean, he was listening to the rhetoric. Donald Trump was telling people to go punch.
You can't blame Donald Trump. No reasonable person would. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's the rest of the people. The people that say those things, like Tucker Carlson, in court. They say, oh, no reasonable person will really
exactly.
Listen to
them.
To me.
It's all performative. And this isn't a court of law. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. So exactly. I'm going to go out there and say whatever I want to say in this regard. And that is that these guys hear the rhetoric. And that's the type of person that goes and does it then. Because you hear it over and over and over again. And so when all of a sudden you hear, oh, there's rioting and looting taking place in Kenosha. I need to get in the car, travel 40 minutes north, and walk around with this assault rifle and defend property that is not mine in a state that I don't reside in. And that is the baffling part about this double standard that the judge applied is frustrating. And I'm really already exhausted of this trial, and it hasn't even begun yet,
Can't
Brian.
Wait till we start. You know what? We're going to get a palate cleanser in a little bit. Let's give Susan the last minute here. Susan, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you much. I enjoyed your show yesterday. But I also want to say that from the beginning with Kyle Rittenhouse, I really felt there were a lot of victims, including him, because of his familial coaching. He's, you know, he was in a different space. I think he's a victim too, but he's a victim in a different way. So,
you know what? That's an absolutely really important perspective too, Susan. Thank you. Because like Luke is saying, if you're a victim of all this hate, all this anger around you, and you're surrounded, I mean, look at the surroundings he was in. He has people left and right telling him how great he is and how wonderful it is that he wants to go and shoot and kill people. And he's surrounded by people like his mother who keep telling him that's totally cool. And getting an AR-15, that's totally cool. And doing all this stuff is totally cool. And really, he's a victim of this whole thing too, and definitely should be held accountable for his actions. But, you know, it's not like he just came out of it out of nowhere. But I promise you, a lovely palate cleanser when we come back. Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke.